Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
I can't believe the homemaker, the Susie Homemaker-esque time we've had the past few hours.
Oh yeah, it was really fun.
We pruned a bush. We discussed recipes.
Oh my God, we did.
At length.
At length. Yeah, this is, it's very wholesome.
It's so wholesome. I mean, you said it best. I love being in my 30s. And at the same time, I hate being alive. So it's a weird mix.
It's really down the middle.
But it's really way better than being in your 20s because like...
A mess.
Being in your 20s, here's my self-help book for the people in their 20s. You're going to have regrets. Ugh. If you do it right.
If you do it right.
But once you hit...
Beautiful soul. Me.
Thank you. But once you hit 30, having regrets is fucking lame.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like grow up.
You kind of actually stop having them.
It's like grow up and prune a bush.
I don't. Yeah. Prune a bush. Wake up. Prune that bush.
You just know yourself a little better if you're lucky.
Yeah, you might recognize when it's like, am I upset or do I just need to prune a bush?
Am I making a detestable decision? maybe I shouldn't. And in your 20s, you're just like, yep, gung-ho, bitch.
Yeah. They're like, am I hungry? Who cares? Should I prune a bush? Who cares?
Who cares?
In your 30s, prune a bush.
Prune a bush. Eat that burrito.
Have a snack.
Live your goddamn life. Yeah, and we had a snack. That wasn't very Susie Homemaker of us.
No, that's just regular.
That's regular day-to-day. That's day-to-day. Sometimes you need a fucking snack. But yeah, we pruned some bushes. We discussed horticulture. Browse the web for some fun recipes. Weird, interesting ways to use a box cake mix.
I mean, listen, if that's not Susie Homemaker.
I don't know who is. You know who is?
Who?
Diana Homemaker. Oh. Although I would not want to eat her cake mix.
No, but she loves TikTok recipes.
Oh, she does. Oh,
she was
God.
All over that weird tomato thing.
Oh, well, she'll put a block of cream cheese in a slow cooker any day of the week.
Oh, God. It's her favorite thing to do.
That's how she makes her house smell that certain way.
Yeah, come on over. It's my whole house smells like cheese. Yeah. Is literally something she would say.
If there's not a block of cream cheese in the recipe, I'm not interested.
Yeah, what's the latest TikTok recipe? I don't really know. I don't go on TikTok as much.
I haven't seen many recipes. Like, there's no craze right now.
Hmm. I heard about the crescent roll one.
Croissant.
Croissant?
Yes, there is a new craze. Oh, thank croissant? You. The craze is a chocolate chip cookie baked into a croissant.
I did see that. Wow, I saw that, but like on Instagram for some reason.
But it's unclear, like when I've seen people they just like get a croissant from the grocery store and then like press cookie dough into it and then bake it. But I'm like, how does the croissant not burn?
It's dumb. I don't understand.
So maybe you have to get like... You know how Trader Joe's sells frozen croissants that you can then just put in the oven?
And then saw it open?
You saw it open. You put in cookie dough.
Okay. That could work.
I think that's what...
That's the best option.
That's sort of what the trend is. I guess there's like a cafe in France doing it.
Well, then they're probably making perfect croissants and sticking perfect cookie dough in it.
I'm sure whatever they're doing in France is just great.
God damn them.
But... I don't think you can redo it at home, but people really are like cramming cookie dough into croissants. That's the latest.
Strange.
That's the latest.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. We'll put that in the slimer, I guess. That's really weird.
It's better than a block of cream cheese and like making like chicken con carne or whatever. Like they make weird shit.
Don't do that. Definitely don't do that.
Chili con... I sound so white. I'm so sorry.
You do, but it's okay.
Chili con verde?
Ooh, yum yum.
Chicken chili con verde. That's what they do.
They've been doing too?
They make it regular, but then they put like a block of cream cheese in it. And they're like, and just leave it in the crock pot for 7 hours and it's going to be delicious. And
your whole house smells like cream cheese,
Diane's favorite Yankee Candle flavor.
Oh, God. She'd love...
Slow cooker chicken chili con carne.
Wow.
My name is Diane.
My name is Diane and I love the Super Bowl candle. That's what a Super Bowl candy is.
Oh, the bean dip?
Yep.
Oh,
bean dip candle.
Speaking of bean dip, Love is Wine reunion. We'll get there in about an hour.
I can't wait.
Kind of. Honestly, I early props to Nick and Vanessa. I think they stepped up their game.
Yeah, I guess early props. And they recognized it was boring as hell last time and that she was really off her game.
Yeah.
And B, I think they're stronger than ever. They're not getting a divorce.
Oh, that's a throbbing update on Nick and Vanessa.
They're never going to get a divorce. I think they love each other unconditionally.
Do you?
Unfortunately.
I think they'll definitely stay together for contractual reasons.
That, strongest couple alive, though.
Okay. That's, yeah.
I went from like hoping they'd get a divorce to like saying, wow, perfect couple. Actually.
Now you're like, actually, that's what I want to be.
Adopt me.
They might.
But like, I'm like, wait, they live in Hawaii? Why?
That was so unclear.
That was really
weird. I had no idea they lived in Hawaii.
Is any part of them Hawaiian?
Speaking of 98 degrees.
Tell us
there
about
was a NSYNC reunion at a Justin Timberlake show.
Whoa.
They sang Bye 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 and everything.
Whoa. Yep. Get out of there.
I can't believe JT is having a successful career renaissance.
I hate it. It's so annoying.
I'm literally jumping all over the place. But speaking it's a
bit of an update.
Speaking of career renaissance, did you watch the latest Curb Your Enthusiasm? With Lori Loughlin?
Yeah, that was really random.
What did you think about her redeeming herself by making fun of herself?
I mean, it was like annoying because it's just so class. As soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, I actually fell asleep. Oh. And then I had to rewatch the episode because I fell asleep.
Classic Julia.
But yeah, no.
Tale as old as time.
It is a tale as old as time.
I mean, if there was a Bad Boy Pod bingo, Julia falling asleep during TV and then having to rewatch it.
Perfect.
Definitely on there.
It's, you know what? I just get all the jokes a second time. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's
Are you like, oh yeah, I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I remember most of the episode, actually. Mm. I do remember seeing Lori Loughlin and being like, fuck, no. I know. This is what we're doing now?
Well, they mentioned her and I was like, are they doing
this? Of course
this?
We're going to see her in a second. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Because we're about to see her in a second.
I guess
I hate that Vince Vaughn is still there. He's so annoying.
He's so annoying, but he's low-key funny in this. Anyway.
He's low-key funny.
She really, you know, she played a scammer. Or she played herself. As a scammer.
They were just like, Lori Loughlin needs a job. Can we just like give her a role in this? It'd be funny to put Lori Loughlin in this, is what it felt like to me.
Yeah. It would be funny to make Lori Loughlin a scammer in this.
How hilarious. It's not even funny. It was boring.
I know.
It wasn't the strongest episode.
Golf is really the theme of the season. I guess they always play golf.
Susie Dick jokes? Pretty funny though.
I mean, look, anything. I love Susie.
Susie's great.
Her Sienna Miller plotline?
Very random.
Very random, but I liked it.
I didn't hate it, yeah.
I like that Sienna Miller can make fun of herself. I don't like that Lori Loughlin can make fun of herself. Yeah, there's a big difference.
She's a white woman who was in jail.
All right, well, let's see how this sounds. Wow. Okay, we're back. And I think we do have to say Kevin is back as well.
Oh, Kevin's here. He's back from his weird vacation.
Yeah, he had a vacation.
To my darling mama.
I want a divorce.
Sometimes I just kind of think about that and I laugh. It's funny.
Hey, it's funny. Do you think Kevin would divorce us if he could?
Yes.
You think he'd rather be on the Joe Rogan pod?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
What if we sent Joe Rogan more. Kevin and was like, you have to use all of these drops now?
He'd be like,
especially beautiful Zoe.
Oh, he'd be like, who's Zoe? I want to fuck her.
He wouldn't. I don't think he'd be interested in me at all. On a physical level, on an intellectual level, on a personal level.
I think on all of us, actually. He would love us. You think so? You think Joe Rogan would like us? Email Diane.
You think he'd pay us $100 million to join his podcast network? Because I would sell the fuck out so fast.
My name is Zoe Clark. I would sell the fuck out so fast. It's fine.
My name is Joe Rogan, and welcome to my ad for Diet Pepsi. I'm taking a picture.
Oh, wow. So he's wearing my favorite shirt, actually.
Oh, yeah. Dogs.
I really do like this shirt.
It's a shout out to JC.
We did it.
Perfect.
We did it.
Early photos. Did I introduce you? Yeah, I did. I just did. I'm so stupid. Who's your bad boy on the block this week?
Wow. Wait, actually, I was going to talk about recipes for a second because we were talking about the...
Hey, that's fine. It's a loosey-goosey.
It's a loosey. It's a real loose.
Yeah.
God, there's so much travel coming up, too.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
release a perfect schedule.
We will. Yeah. The Moyle will be on the loose, I think.
The Moyle will be on the loose. There might even be a dropped week depending on how our vacations turn out. So you'll just have to be prepared for a couple Moyles. A couple loose foreskins, and we'll see what happens.
Literally. Don't kill us. Recipe talk. Croissant.
Delicious.
When I reheard when we were listening to the Testarino. Testuccino.
Yep.
Did
you just get a Slack message?
Was that me? That was you.
That was me?
That couldn't have been me.
Oh, maybe it was Jerry.
That's not what it sounds like from simply my phone.
No, that was Jerry. That was Jerry's computer.
Could not have been. Wow, that was horrendous.
That was horrible. Wow. I really horrible just had... If you heard that, listeners, I apologize.
So sorry. No, it's like a trigger. Like,
no, I know. Oh. We both like tensed up so quick. I don't even have a job right now. Like, who would be slacking
work me? Work on a Sunday is horrendous. Yeah. I hate when I have to do it. Anyway, One time my neighbor made, and it's actually more than one time, he made bread pudding with croissant. Mm. It was fucking delish. Yeah. And now I want to make it.
That sounds delicioso. Yum, yum, yum.
I kind of want to make just some bread pudding. We have so many eggs right now. Again, my neighbor was like, I bought, how many eggs did he buy? Another, here's an ad for Costco. They need it.
Yeah.
He's bought something like, I think it was 36 eggs. Guess for how much?
I'm going to guess $18.
What? At Costco.
I don't know.
It was like $3.99. It was like $3.69.
I was being a little. Okay. Well, what I was doing was I was taking how much it costs at my grocery store for 12 eggs.
How much is that at your grocery store?
And multiplying it by three.
Okay, that's a good price. It's not a good price, but it's a good point.
Completely overpriced. But like $6 per carton.
Maybe it was less than, I didn't triple it, right? But like, listen, am I good at math? Not really. What was it? Yeah, it was like three something. He was like, amazing. Do you want some eggs? I was like, yes, of course we want some
Take
eggs.
Take those eggs, baby.
Oh, fucking, we have so many eggs right now.
Sometimes we'll get an 18 pack of eggs.
I love an 18 pack of eggs.
That feels like a little wild.
So many eggs.
Isn't it weird that a gross is 144, email Diane?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't like that.
I don't like it at all.
It's too much.
It's gross.
It's gross.
That's a gross amount of eggs.
It's a disgusting amount of eggs.
Okay, who's your bad boy on the block this week?
I'm going to start with my allergies.
Oh, I love it. Well, the Santa Anas.
Dare we say. They're really pushing them around.
They're really whizzing around.
They're like mold. They're like...
Spores.
Spores.
Easily.
They're like, do you like new plants blooming because it's spring?
I do.
I think they're beautiful.
But not in my nose.
No, it's really rough. So anyway, that's going on. It's really like, and I thought it was fine. And then when I was outside for 5 minutes, I was like, oh.
I also have an allergen related bad boy.
Oh, what is it?
I went to a party last night, if you can believe it. Classic. I was out until 9:30. Well, I called a Lyft at 9:15. I know.
So late for you.
I know. And there was a fire pit.
Fire pit.
At the party.
Beautiful.
And the proprietor of the party, if I do say so myself, had one of those logs with the paper around it, like one of the quick catch logs. Mm. I inhaled so much of that shit. I've been coughing all day. Also, wow. I hate having fire smell on me.
I know.
I got home and I immediately ran into the shower. I'm like, Jerry probably thinks I just had an affair because like I couldn't have run into the shower faster.
You're just like.
I washed my hair. Like I felt. So disgusting. I did my laundry this morning. Like I literally had to clear the fire pit out of my life and it's still within my lungs.
I like and hate the smell of it. It's like, I like the smell of a fire going and after. I don't like it on myself.
Agreed.
It's the same thing with like barbecue or whatever.
Yep.
Or, you know, it was funny. We were watching this, like we were trying to find hot pot here. It's like, it's kind of hard to find hot pot in like LA, whatever. But, we did find a place that's like, it was in Arcadia.
Yeah.
And they have this thing on the way out that de-smells you.
Oh, I had never heard of that. How does it work?
Life. It's just like you stand it's like under a mist? Like this, like, yeah, essentially. It's like not even that. It's like not even a vacuum either. It's just like something they like air they like spray at you.
Oh my God. It's so weird. I need one of those in my home, but for when
you guys should go do it.
But for when people enter.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like
take the smell off.
Can we do that? Email Diane if you know how to de-smell my guests.
Yeah, take it. Do it for Francis sometimes.
Wow, that's so... I mean, the
do
thing
it for
is,
Marcy right now.
I'd be scared it would be like a Febreze on fish syndrome where it's like they spray some sort of florally mist on you to like that's cover scary. Up the smell. That would be my concern with the de-smelling. Like it has to be a suck and not a blow. I mean, email Diane. My name is definitely Diane. Diane would take suck or blow.
She would suck or blow.
She goes both ways.
She's fine.
She's fine. She's doing fine.
But I am curious if it is a suck or blow.
I really hope it's a suck.
This isn't an ad for this place, though I do want to go there.
I mean...
Though I do wish it was like way more accessible because it's quite far.
Yeah, it is far. It's even far from me and it's way closer to me.
God damn it.
Email Diane. My other bad boy you know about. Thanks. I bonked my heel.
She bonked her heel and it was a late breaker.
It really hurt. It's sort of like that Achilles heel
she
area.
She carry her around the house.
That's true. We did a piggyback situation. And you know what? My good boy from last week, Ice Hat.
Oh, yeah.
I put that right on my heel and it helped. I mean, I did.
Can you put Ice Hat in the wash or what?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. I had it in the Ziploc, though, when I put it on my foot.
That's really smart.
Thanks.
I really hate when... No, I won't even say it. It's disgusting.
Perfect. Yeah, no, it stays in the Ziploc in the freezer. I think I mentioned this because you don't want the freezer smell getting sunk into your ice hat. Oh, God, I never
thought about that. You definitely don't. You did not mention that, but
Yeah, well, I read the reviews really online.
Smart.
I read the reviews online. They're like, you better put this bitch in a Ziploc bag. Otherwise, it's going to smell like frozen peas. I'm like, ugh. Also, like, freezer smell is absolute hell.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't honestly smell like...
It's not the peas that's making it smell.
What is it?
It's like, I don't know.
It's just life in the freezer smells bad.
Well, you have to clean... I mean, not telling you, but, like, you do have to clean your freezer. You do. Everyone has to clean their freezer once in a while. But, and also keep baking soda in it, because I like...
Yeah, the baking soda does deodorize. Yeah. It does help.
But like I only noticed it because we got a fancy fridge when they replaced the fridge.
Yeah.
And then when we started having fancy ice, we're like, oh, why does the ice taste like absolute shit?
I know that you really do taste it in the ice.
Yeah.
You taste it in the
ice. You don't know about that. But like then you get a fancy fridge and you're like, oh, this is why sometimes our like I remember when I would go to other people's houses and they had fancy fridges. This isn't me saying, poor me, I didn't have a fancy fridge.
Sure.
I have never had an ice maker in my life. I just really don't know. I just haven't lived in a place like that. But like I would be like, why does this ice literally taste awful?
It always does.
I'm very sensitive to fridge taste and smell. I hate it.
No, me too. It's horrible.
I'm very militant about and the
it
smell
doesn't
of my fridge.
it doesn't even smell like food.
It's just like and accumulated
stuff. It's just like a smell. It's just like a cold. I don't know how to describe it.
If this were an advertisement for Arm & Hammer, it would be a reanimated piece of broccoli talking to you. And garlic talking to you. And onion smell talking to
you. But it doesn't smell like any of those things. It's just like a weird...
But that's what they tell you. Amalgamation. They're just like, it's everything.
This is also Diane's favorite Yankee Candle scent.
Oh, you're right.
She has fridge scent and freezer scent. But they come in a two-pack.
You know, it just reminds her of... having a family and people around. Yeah. Uncontrolled scent is really what it is.
Beautiful.
Just like running wild.
I know.
There's nothing I hate more than uncontrolled scent, though, I will say.
Well, yeah. My name is Diane. How do you control it? You know what I mean?
How do you control that
shit? How do you control that shit?
Some people do not care about that, though. There are some people.
You're thinking of someone. I hope it's not me. Does my house smell weird?
No.
Okay, because Marcy has been farting, bad boy.
I have not been able to tell.
Okay, yeah, I opened the window before you came because, in the front room, she was farting in there, and I was like, "Ooh, buddy,
this is her farting room."
Yeah, not this room, that room.
No, I meant that room.
Every room is her farting room because she can't. She has literally no tact. Dogs need just a little bit more shame. Like, I wish they would go into the other room to fart. Like, we're on a first date.
Fran, when he did fart, it was only like
fart.
It was only after his like surgery time because like he was on like antibiotics I think for a sec and that really fucks with your system.
I didn't realize cats fart.
Yeah, I mean he was just like dropping them and he would literally be
did
shocked.
They smell bad.
He was also like shitting himself.
Oh, Fran. Yeah. See, now it's poor sad.
No, he's fine. But like
farting, hilarious. Sharting, horrible.
It's just like. The thing is, but like it's funny seeing the shock on their face because they're like, oh, what the fuck? Yeah, you're like, oh, sorry.
Marcy does not care. Marcy does not notice. Marcy is just living her damn life, farting away the breeze.
Listen, I mean, if my dad could talk to Francis, he would say, don't let your mom give you antibiotics. This is what they do to you.
Sure.
But unfortunately, I had to give them to him.
George's voice through the pod. Well, it's different with a cat. All right. Well, we're going to do some updates today.
Mm-hmm.
The first update, you know... Right after we recorded last week, a lot went on with Boeing.
Like so much. Like they flew into Zoe's house.
They flew into my home.
A tire flew into her building.
A tire flew into my bedroom. We welcomed it into the marriage.
Yeah. It's her third now.
There has been multiple airplane incidents, things, control panels opening, emergency landings and such. And here's my thought on it. Mm-hmm. Were these happening and just not reported? Because why all of a sudden, like now that so Boeing is in the news, there's one every 2.5 minutes. But beforehand, before Boeing was in the news, this like never seemed to happen. There was never wheels flying off, doors flying off, control panels flying open, weird shit. Like,
apparently it's so prevalent now.
Is this a conspiracy, Connie? I just feel like maybe these things were happening, but the news wasn't paying attention. They're like, oh, it's not news that a control panel fell off.
I feel like maybe more people are just reporting it now.
Yeah, it must
be. Or,
like,
they're, like, looking more like Maxes.
There's no way this
are they
just,
all Maxes or are they just all Boeing?
There's some Boeing. They're all Boeings. I don't think I've seen any that weren't Boeing.
Jesus. Ugh. Great.
And the big one.
Ground all Boeings.
Ground all Boeings. A whistleblower named John Barnett was found dead of an apparent suicide.
Wild.
Before, in the days before his death, he was giving evidence in a lawsuit against Boeing. In 2019, he told the BBC that under pressure workers had been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the production line. He also said he uncovered serious problems with oxygen systems, which could mean 1 in 4 breathing masks would not work in an emergency. And before he died, he had told a family friend that if he does die, it would not be because of a suicide.
Well, guess what, guys? We're now Russia.
What do you think?
We're just Russia. Himself? Yeah, no, of course not. No.
Yeah, no.
No. I think that he was murdered. Murdered. By Boeing. Or, you know, a little.
Imagine. Oh, my God.
They dropped a tire on his house. No, they came and killed him.
They came and killed him.
Yeah, he knows too much.
But why?
Conspiracy, Connie, but like real life, like they.
But
do
he's
this.
Already given so much information. He's already been testifying. He's already like.
I doubt
blown
he would,
the whistle.
Why would he kill himself?
No, he definitely didn't kill himself. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, why would they kill him now?
I know. It's just like shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Just saying, shut
he
the
just
fuck
knew
up.
Too much. I guess he probably knew more. That's what I think.
He was
he
about to
knew
like
even more.
He was about to drop the big tire, and then they took him out.
Yes, I think he was about to drop the enormous tire. One of the back tires. No, I think you would need the front tire more than the back ones, right?
He's about to drop all the tires.
He's about to drop all tires.
Yeah.
He's about to like get into the landing gear and really fuck it up for everyone.
Yeah. It's obviously sus, but why? I hope they're investigating it as a murder.
They're not. Like the people, I feel like law enforcement.
In 10 years they will.
Yeah, in 10 years. We'll have a Netflix doc.
Yeah.
Maybe in 3. Not even.
God willing.
Maybe in 1.
God willing, this guy will have a Netflix doc. Or at least be a plot point in 1.
Yeah. I feel like law enforcement is like all too happy to just be like, you know what? Sure. It'll be called the Boeing. It'll be punchier than that. It'll be like.
The Boeing bullets. Because it was a gunshot.
Pause.
But
what was I saying? Hold on, I gotta sneeze.
No. Much like true love, you can't force a sneeze. Oh wow, maybe you can. Email Diane. Bless you.
Delicious.
He was definitely murdered. I don't think that's
murderous. Murdered.
I don't even think it's like even.
Oh yeah, law enforcement does not care. They would rather see something as a suicide. And be like, this is suicide.
They do not want to investigate.
Check. No, they
would. They would rather die than investigate.
Oh yes,
they would rather be killed by the Boeing corporation than investigate.
Totally.
And I'm
Why
sure.
Investigate? Why do more work?
Nobody. Everyone's corrupt. So if somebody with a lot of money and a lot of power was like, just say it's a suicide, they would.
Literally.
I believe that with every part of my being, but
yeah, that's no conspiracy.
You know, we just have to wait for the intrepid reporter for whatever to come out and really dig into this situation.
Someone will do it, but I'm sure Boeing will just deny it and just be like, you know, literally murdering people.
They'd be like, why would we kill somebody? We could kill 136 people at once in a 737 MAX. Why would we waste our time killing one person?
Fast. Yes.
You know, we could nosedive into the ocean.
So, and we might.
And we might.
We
hey,
literally might.
Hey, we might. Anyway, so don't fly.
And we might, actually. We'll see.
Anyway, so stay on the ground.
Yeah.
Email Diane.
Don't get into any plans from now on.
Gypsy Rose update.
Yep.
Off social media.
She deleted her soch.
So she, quote, won't get in trouble and go back to jail.
What the fuck?
Her parole officer told her to delete it, which was probably a good move by the parole officer, but like, what was she doing?
But I heard it was her dad that convinced her and was like, you don't want to mess with this.
I mean, her dad, her hot dad's not wrong.
Hot dad not wrong, but.
But I also do believe it's possible the parole officer was like, hot parole officer? Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably not, let's be honest. But.
No.
Get off social media because this is not a good look. She was just oversharing, maybe.
She doesn't know what she's doing. I mean, yeah, like, sorry.
No, I mean.
Sorry to tell Gypsy Rose she doesn't know what she's doing on social media, but like, literally, she doesn't know what she's doing. She hasn't been on social media in her life.
TikTok's planning to Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, I really am. I'm like, can you. Stop.
Yeah, it's a little worrisome, but I guess it's good that she is off of it now.
I mean, good for her,
right?
She knew that she should. I mean, she just took the advice, but I doubt that she literally went with, you know,
she loves
without kicking and screaming.
She doesn't want to do this.
No, she loves the attention. What are you saying? She was in jail for so long.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she, I mean, it's not like
she was trained to love the attention. I'll give her that. I'll release some of the blame.
Yeah.
You know, true. Like, Mama really wanted a star, baby.
I really want, like, I should follow her husband on Instagram and you see what his deal is. What's his name again? I literally forget.
It's something normal like John.
John Rose.
I'd put my money on John Gypsy Rose Blanchard. John Rose Blanchard. yes. I do think it's John, though.
Ryan Scott.
Okay, yeah.
Ryan. Anderson. Gross.
Ryan Scott Anderson, of course. But of course, yeah. Ryan, John, you know, no difference.
Well, they met in 2022, so perfect relationship.
Oh, yeah. I love that length of time to get married. Okay, well, I only have one other update, but oh no, we have two other updates. So there's a Nickelodeon update.
Yeah, that's...
So we talked about Nickelodeon a while ago, specifically Dan Schneider, who was a producer, show creator for a bunch of shows on Nick during the heyday of Nickelodeon, who's a real pervert. And there's a documentary coming out tonight, actually. So we might, maybe we'll do a docu-talk next week.
Ooh.
It's called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. And it's going to be on Max tonight and then tomorrow.
I'm so curious.
And so some stuff has already been coming out about it. There's like definitely more allegations against Dan Schneider in it. But Drake Bell of Drake and Josh,
mm-hmm.
who has had some shit, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the past couple of years. I don't think he does not have a clean record. Did you ever watch Drake and Josh?
No. I think that was like your generation. Let's talk about that.
Sure. I didn't really watch Drake and Josh either, to be fair. But I know what it is, and I'd seen a couple episodes, and, you know, whatever. So in 2015, he was arrested for driving under the influence. Who cares? Okay. But then in 2020, his former girlfriend accused him of verbal and physical abuse during their relationship, and his ex also said that he has inappropriate behavior regarding underage girls.
Yikes.
So that doesn't change the fact that I believe these allegations he made against... someone else who worked at Nickelodeon when he was also on the Amanda Show.
Okay. And, well, again, I think I watched a little bit of the Amanda Show.
And there was a guy who worked on the Amanda Show. He was a dialogue and acting coach named Brian Peck, and he worked on a bunch of Nickelodeon shows.
Wow. I mean, there are so many kids that, like, they're not kids anymore, but like...
No, he's 37 now.
Sure. But like, I guess like... Jamelyn Spears and like all these people that went through Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
That just, oh, wow. They're all stars.
But
now
I wonder, but Drake Bell accused this acting coach named Brian Peck of assault. In 2003, Brian Peck was arrested on 11 charges, including sodomy, lewd act upon a child 14 or 15 by a person 10 years older, and oral copulation by anesthesia or controlled substance.
So scary.
He spent only 16 months in prison.
Stop.
And was ordered to register as a sex offender. And then after his release, he got a job on Disney Channel's The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
It's so crazy. It's like, it's just such like a, it's a farce. It's so
11
stupid.
Charges. So at the time in 2003, they didn't say who the victim was. But in this documentary, Drake Bell basically says like, I was his victim. And when he went to go testify in court, there were a bunch of people, including like Will Friedle from Boy Meets World. They were like,
there's
stars.
So many apologists. Oh, James Marsden's one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I was just literally looking at a list.
Like, who were like there to testify on behalf of.
Well, some people just
guy.
Wrote a little letter like Kelso and whatever stuff. Well, I can't believe I just called him Kelso.
You did.
Kelso and Jackie Style wrote a little letter of support. But it's like, how can you not know what's happening? Or like, were you part of it? Or like, were you part of it like in a way where you were assaulted?
Like, what does this guy have on you?
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Okay, but here's the other thing. This is like not the same, but the same. So an actor on All That. Did you watch All That?
No.
We can go through all
wait,
of
yes,
can, it.
Yes, a little
like
bit.
SNL for kids.
Sure.
We can go through all of this after this. So his name is Kyle Sullivan. I literally don't remember him. But he told a story about a barbecue at this guy's house where he had a shrine to Planet of the Apes in the garage.
Great.
And there was a painting that he felt didn't belong, which was a birthday clown with balloons. And he asked this guy, Brian Peck, the acting coach, the pervert, about it. And he said that it was a special gift from John Wayne Gacy, the
himself?
Serial killer.
Like what?
And there's a note on the back that says, Brian, I hope you enjoy the painting. Best wishes, your friend, John Wayne Gacy.
So did he buy an original John Wayne
Gacy? I guess he bought an original John Wayne Gacy.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
That's maybe one of the more fucked up things.
I mean, all of it is just like...
Prolific pervert and horrible person.
So, you know, Drake Bell, regardless of what he's done in the years since, I believe that he was assaulted by this man. True. And Nickelodeon obviously covered up for it, and then he got a job on the fucking Disney Channel after he served time. He served 16 months and then was immediately given a job on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
I mean, dream job? No. No, not by any means. However, you still shouldn't be having a job, especially not around kids.
Yeah.
You're...
As a registered sex offender, they're like, yeah, come work at Disney. Not a problem.
What is happening?
Life this is world so... is so fucking sick. I mean...
It's fine. Just give him a job.
Horrible.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I didn't really watch Drake and Josh. That was like a little after me.
That's another show? Wow. So many names.
No, Drake
terrible.
And Josh was the one.
Oh,
that...
Drake and Josh. I so thought you called it something. I was like, what is that?
He was on the Amanda Show.
Uh-huh.
The assault happened. This guy went to jail and he pretty much started Drake and Josh like around the time that the trial was happening.
Okay.
And I didn't really watch Drake and Josh. I definitely watched The Amanda Show. I definitely watched all that. I loved Figure It Out.
But just Figure It Out. Wow, you had so many shows.
Figure
here
It Out was a game
think
show
we even had.
Where like kids would come in and they were like, I trained my dog how to open the refrigerator and get me a candy bar.
What the fuck?
And people would, like Nickelodeon celebrities would have to guess what their special skill was. Maybe they like invented chip dip or something like that.
That's so random.
You never saw the show?
No.
And there would be like clues that came out and there was obviously slime.
Oh, they got slimed?
Yeah, there was like during one of the rounds, there was like a secret word or a secret like thing that if one of the panelists who were trying to guess what the kid did the thing, then they would be slimed. And all would be like, say, it would be like, the secret slime action is saying the word the. And so like, oh. Or it'll be like, the secret slime action is itching your nose.
I love that sliming was such a thing back then.
It feels perverted, right?
It is kind of really fucking gross. I mean, like, it is. It's like, it's, I mean, I don't want to say it, but like.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. We know.
We don't have to.
You don't have to.
It's just gross. But they made it green on purpose because they don't want it to feel like that.
Right. I mean, they weren't going to make it white.
Conspiracy Connie, they were not going to make it white.
Conspiracy like, Connie. They don't they make try to make it white.
They wish, Kotex wishes they could be like, we want full blood in this, but.
I know, but they have to use blue liquid
for sensitivity.
Where's our blue liquid? Obviously,
I mean, men are like, I cannot see blood in a pad.
I know, but they can see green jizz all over Lori Beth Denberg.
I'm sure it's not just men. I'm sure some women are also just like, I cannot see blood in a pad on television.
But you probably just had different programming that was like I can't say this word. Different programming that was like the same, but in Canada.
Oh yeah, we did. We had our show was literally called Uh-Oh.
It was a sketch show.
We slimed.
Oh.
Oh no, it wasn't a sketch show. We had other shows like that.
Yeah, like All That was a sketch show. Amanda Show was a sketch show. Mm-hmm. And then of course, like Drake and Josh was like a kid sitcom.
Yeah, I mean we had that, but we generally, I mean, kid sitcom was like Degrassi. That was our major export.
That's your biggest export. It's like Degrassi, then Bieber.
It is. Yeah, you're right. I mean, like the ones that we can kind of still be proud of. And like, maybe not Bieber. Like maybe you're not proud of that. But like, I'm still proud of Degrassi.
I love Justin Bieber. I have no shame.
Wow. Okay. Well, Zoe, half this pod loves Justin Bieber. It's fine. And the other half of this pod is just like, you know what? He comes from Canada. I'm not too embarrassed by him yet.
I like Justin Bieber. Sorry
That's
about it.
Fine. I'm sure he's like age appropriate now too. On top of it, he's probably in his 30s.
I don't like him like that.
No, I just mean like in general.
I think
like
he's in his probably late. I bet he's 26, 27.
I mean, but if he was 19 years old and you're like, I really like Justin Bieber, I'd be like, can you grow up?
I like his music. I like want him to perform at the Super Bowl. We've
how many 19-year-olds making music right now are you interested in?
Olivia Rodrigo. I love her.
She's not 19. There's no fucking way.
No, she's 21.
She's 21?
She's 21. She just turned 21.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, how do people listen to young kid music?
Okay, first of all, no. She's
what is she
really good.
Is she a songwriter?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm confused.
Olivia Rodrigo?
She's the best. I do not listen.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
She, here's the thing. She has like this angsty, I mean, she's 21.
That's exactly why I can't.
No, I love it.
Oh,
it really just like brings me back there. It really makes me feel like I'm 21 and
I don't want to redo emo. And like, I'm not saying that's what it is, but it's like,
I'm dating the worst guys and having the most intense friend breakups. And it really,
I can't listen to that.
It's all I want.
Why?
That's all I want. I don't know. I just love Olivia Rodrigo, and I don't care that I'm quite old. I'm quite old for the demographic. But she was she was my top Spotify artist in 2020.
But I see a lot of people liking it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't feel like,
hey,
it's fine.
Look, it's,
I just listen to complete garbage. It's fine.
I mean, yeah, you listen to songs called like "Here Comes the Toilet Police" or whatever. Like, you listen to the most random shit.
Honestly, I like the way that sounds. Here comes the toilet police.
This is something you'd send me, and I'd listen to it, and I'd be like, "This has nothing to do with toilet police." Julia.
Listen,
I want a divorce.
If he made music, I'd listen to it. Just kidding.
Absolutely, Vince McMahon.
He probably has made music. I just haven't heard it yet. But listen to it.
All right, let's move on to our final update. So there is some more Kate Middleton conspiracy theories going on.
Oh my God, what is going on? I didn't even notice that. Was the photo actually photoshopped in several ways?
What was photoshopped? And then Kate Middleton was like, amateur photographers, I play around with Photoshop. Like, bitch, no, you don't.
What is happening?
You literally don't
weird.
You don't have laptop access. I know that for a fact. You are not fiddling around on the Adobe Creative Suite. There's literally not a chance.
Do you think she really, like, wait, so what, tell me, what was the hand?
There was like, it was basically just like a bunch of photos that were edited together. Like, it was unclear where some of them came from. The hand, it was like one of the kids' hands.
That's so strange.
Where it was like, you know, but it seemed like the kind of thing where maybe there was like three or four pictures taken and they like picked the best from each one.
They really did that? That's so strange. I need to look at it like again. I was like, what is this?
But then they released another photo of her in a car. And like, if you looked through the car windows, the brick in the background of the car window didn't match up with the brick that was in the background of the photo. Like, they've made a lot of weird choices. Like, they have not released a photo of Kate. They keep saying she's going to come out on Easter. But the working theory now.
Wow, like Jesus?
The working theory now is that Charles is on his deathbed, basically.
Wow, I'm really looking at this photo. Yeah.
And there's some sort of ongoing drama between William and his mistress, Rose. Whether that's the things I've seen, she got pregnant with his child, and Kate is like, I don't want to be queen if this isn't dealt with, something like that.
Interesting.
The conspiracy I sent you today is that Rose Hanbury's two sons.
I didn't even know about Rose, by the way.
All I knew was that she was his mistress. I don't know anything about her, really.
Like, for real, though? Yes. I didn't know there was, like, I don't really follow the royals that much.
Confirmed mistress, and they say that when all of the, I think I mentioned this on the pod, but whatever. When all of the Meghan Markle gossip was coming out, and by gossip, I mean hate speech towards Meghan Markle, it was, like, to cover up William's affair with Rose.
That's nuts.
So there was a theory that Rose's two twin boys are technically William's. But if they're older than William and Kate's oldest, so if those are if those are actually William's children, it would change the heir order, because those twin boys would be next in line for the throne if they're actually his kids.
Oh no, I kind of see it.
What, that they look like him? The twins?
There's no way. Is this real? This is
what?
Wait.
Yeah, they don't really look like him, honestly. I don't, that theory, I don't believe.
It's so strange.
I don't think that William knocked up Rose, and I don't know what happened.
I can't, that feels like a lot.
But I do think that Charles is on death's door, and that something is
going
on.
Okay, just because you're hoping doesn't make it true. I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, both are true.
He's going to be in a Panettone box, you think?
I think he's on a one-way ticket to Panettoneville.
His mom died, now he's dead? Like,
yeah,
are
so
you serious?
I think this has to do somehow with
feels real though.
William taking over the throne and there being some sort of ongoing family drama between Kate and William and his mistress.
I don't know. I feel like I know nothing about these royals now. You know, you leave Canada, you have nothing. You know nothing about the royals.
I mean, fine. As I've said before, this is just like fun celebrity gossip to me. I genuinely don't care who the King of England is, but I do love a mystery, and I love this. Like, I love all the conspiracies coming out, and the family is so secretive that they're not to victim blame. They're asking for it.
They're the worst.
I know.
Literally confirmed worst.
So I don't know where Kate is, obviously, but I do think it has to do somewhat with him being a cheater.
Internal
problems within their marriage that she feels like need to be dealt with before he becomes king, or maybe she wants to leave him, or maybe, like, you know, there are a million things.
Literally, how bad is Charles? Like, is he that bad?
Charles?
Yeah.
Oh, sick wise?
Yeah.
It's something I've read.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
So,
but apparently she's going to be seen in March. So it's very Shelley Miscavige coded.
It's very Shelley.
It's very Shelley.
I'm shocked.
Are you learning anything?
Not really. I mean, like, not from here, certainly, but from you, yes.
Oh, okay. An encyclopedic knowledge of drama.
No, it's wild. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of rumor boomer, but it's like,
they're not helping their cause.
They're not, but they're flawed as hell. So it's like, you know, could possibly be happening. Plus, like, people could be dying. Plus, people could be trying to figure out what the future of the crown is.
Yes, of course.
I don't give a shit. Personally, I wish there was none. Yep. I don't know if they want that. I mean, William would love to be king.
And
William?
I think, like, Meghan Markle just, like, announced a new project on Instagram. She's just, like, living her life in fucking Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah, she should. But it's like, Santa Barbara kind of sucks.
It's pretty.
It's pretty, but it sucks.
But it's perfect for Meghan.
Yeah. If you have money, it's wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you have
it. If you're rich, it's great.
All right. Well, let's shut the door on these updates.
Shut the door.
I think we covered all the bases.
I think so. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. He loves the royals, but he doesn't want to admit it.
Absolutely. And he did not kill the Boeing whistleblower.
No.
Probably not.
But he doesn't care what he flies on. But he would.
Given the opportunity.
If they asked him, they would.
Okay. Who is your good boy?
He just wants to fly.
Get it? Oh, my God.
Is that funny?
Marcy.
Did I kill it?
Marcy loves that joke.
First good boy? Adorable muff.
Adorable muff?
There's adorable, this adorable, I think it's, what was it?
Like something, a muffin?
No, moth. Oh my God.
Moth. I heard muff.
Hawk moth? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah. I saw you posted a very high def photo on your Instagram story of this moth.
High def. Well, yeah, it's really.
Like, you got in there.
It's Peepin' Tom. It's on my window. It's been there for 3 days. And I love her or him because there's two of them. And I'm like, I don't know. Are you guys fucking?
They fucking?
Are you guys friends?
We're on moth fucking watch.
Then I looked up who it was and was like, okay, so you're a hawk moth. And okay. I read that they're pollinators. So that's nice.
Nice.
So I was like, maybe they're here because there's a lot of fucking allergies in the air and pollination happening.
It was big. It was a big moth. I wouldn't want it in the house.
No, certainly not.
I'm glad that it's outside of the house.
It's like quite big. It's really like this big.
Wow.
Like
that's
wingspan
like,
wise
how
is quite
big would you say that is in if
3.5 inches across to four
okay,
inches
amazing.
Across
I was thinking more like how would you describe this size, like a tiny little
pancake. like the size of my fist, but I'm quite long, so
okay, it's like Julia's massively long fist.
My massive fists.
Beautiful. Who's my good boy?
Who is your good boy? Sorry to burp.
I think I finally found an Indian restaurant I like.
Oh, you mean that you like or your favorite? I mean, I can't. It's not that
I
don't.
I mean delivery.
Okay.
Because since I've moved here, we've tried, I'm going to say 5 to 6 different Indian restaurants, and none of them are really doing it for me.
Some you want something. Some you want like something else. Some they don't have all the items you want.
Some are not spicy enough. Some like.
I've never found one I don't like. It's not that I've ever like received Indian food and been like, this is awful.
Right.
I've never said that to
No,
anyone.
It's always it's delicious. So good. It's so fucking good.
It's so hard to like find like one. But just, I want something for everyone.
But I haven't found the spot yet. You know, I haven't found the spot where I'm like, okay, this is where we're going to order Indian food from when we order it. And I think I found it.
Who is it? Are you going to drop the name? Are they from Pasadena?
Yeah, they're in Pasadena. I think it's called New Delhi.
Yeah.
Let me look.
My favorite is still this one that I found literally from a Groupon in 2013.
New Delhi Palace.
New Delhi Palace.
New Delhi Palace. The samosa was a little salty, but other than that, everything was perfect and like exactly the spice level I wanted. And the saag paneer is my favorite fucking
so good.
Thing. and it was delicious. So my good boy is like, you know, when you move and you have to find new places to order in from, it can be a long, it's a long game.
It kind of is. It's like you have to fix your algorithm almost.
Yes, yes. So
I feel like I spent a really long time during the pandemic trying to fix my Spotify algorithm to be like, can you show me good stuff that I like?
Can you show me the train goes into Doodooville, please?
Exactly. Doodooville number 2 and 4.
Yeah.
And my name is, what was it? The guy who sings poo songs. My favorite.
Okay, absolutely.
Sometimes you have to train the algorithm.
Yeah. And I do feel poo. Like... You know, it's just about finding the places. And you know, we got a Chinese food place. We're still working on the Thai place, but like having an Indian food restaurant does make me feel way more situated.
I really love a green curry. Mm. And finding a good Thai place is very important.
Well, you live in near Thai Town.
We do.
So you're smack dab in it.
Yeah, there are several good places. Yeah. There was one place I was like, oh, if I keep eating this, I'm going to cough from spice.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so good. I just couldn't eat it in public. I needed to like be at home.
Yeah. Sometimes there's at home foods and there's in public foods for sure. Yeah,
for sure.
All right. Let's do, you have another good boy?
Do I? I don't think so.
Okay. Let's do TV talk.
Wow. I have to pee though.
Okay. TV talk. Late breaking bad boy. Julia just tried to fucking Boeing whistleblower Kevin.
I tried to throw on the floor.
You literally tried to.
I tried to throw a tire through it.
You really tried to frame his death as a suicide, but it's not going to work for me, baby.
Nope. And he did want to kill himself, but yeah. I was like, please come back.
He did. He's been thinking about it because this is a lot of work for an old man like him.
He's 100,000 years old.
Deeply oldest iPad I've ever seen.
Kevin is, you know, in iPad years, he's 85 years old, honestly. Kevin's 85 years old.
He's
what is iPad years? Email Diane, because she's the same.
I would say iPad years times 15.
Mm, you're right. You know, right. It's like, really Apple years when you think about it.
Apple years, like...
15 is one
15.
Year. Yeah. Because my last Mac was at 6 years, I think. No, that's, was it 10 years?
10 years?
No, that can't. Wow, it looked to be 150, unfortunately.
150? My
I really expected too much from it.
My computer I got like literally 4 years ago.
Wow. She's 60 now, eh?
She's 60. She's okay. 60. So I feel like, you know, this is when the cracks start to show. You know, she's definitely got that AARP membership on lock. She's getting her discounts.
She's looking at her 401k, being like, seven more years.
She's considering her life options. And by next year, whew, I mean, 75.
That's a really old. She's practically dead.
She's a woman. But so also she not literally really. Has no value.
Yes, you're right. But she's going to start getting injections soon. Oh, and by absolutely. Injections, we mean like maybe a tune-up, maybe like some more memory put in.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? She definitely needs her keyboard swiveled.
Keyboard swiveled. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, but it needs to happen to this computer because a bunch of keys, you know, some keys don't work. And that's just what happens when you're in your 60s. Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about TV talks. Let's do, let's talk about The Love Is Blind reunion.
Like, did I watch anything except this week? I don't know. Who knows?
You watched the program.
Oh my God. Horrendous. Not horrendous. It was a very good doc, but
I thought it was good.
It was good, but like horrendous what people do to children. Jesus Christ. It is horrendous.
And obviously it was Mormon.
I didn't realize that.
Mine wasn't Mormon.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, of course it stems from.
So many of them are Mormon.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them in Utah.
When I heard that it was like a bit of a bastardization of the AA program that was already kind of like.
That
a
is
little
also
bit
weirdly
questionable.
Jesus.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. And to apply that to children is so weird.
Very weird. But yeah, I guess everyone who goes there has to be somewhat okay. Like, that's probably a selling point to a lot of the parents that it's a bit Jesus-y.
Yeah, that's so much. My mom would not be okay with that, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I did not go to a Jesus-y program at all.
Mm.
Anyway, The Love Is Blind reunion, as we said, I thought Nick and Vanessa did a bang up job, especially compared to their previous showings, which were abysmal.
Could not be stronger.
You know, they called people out. They really went in on poor Trevor.
Oh yeah, who cares? But seriously,
I was like,
poor Trevor, but who cares?
Poor Trevor, but like,
poor but Trevor, but like, literally,
he did like go on the show with a girlfriend, and he deserved to be called out. But I'm like, why are they going so hard on this man? And like,
my favorite though was like seeing his disgusting text where they're just like. Booby.
Oh, they like read.
I'm coming home.
When they read out the text messages, I was like, this is so painful.
No offense to his ex-girlfriend or whatever she is right now. Fiance, who fucking knows?
No, must be an ex.
But how sad are you that you literally waited for this man after? You're like, he's like, babe, I love you, but I need to go on this whole reality show and possibly fuck someone else.
I deeply need to go on Love is Blind.
I need to go on Love is Blind and emotionally cheat on you in order to be a good husband to you. This is my last chance. But what
he said, he was like, she knew it was a possibility that I was going to fall in love and break up with her. I'm like, wait, what?
Kill us all. Like, embarrassing. Girl, poor you.
Yeah, poor her. Even though she definitely provided the text messages to Nick and Vanessa, and she was like, let me send these in.
Do you think that was like her intent the entire time? Because if that happened to me, that would be my intent.
I think she posted them online.
You know what, actually, okay, if I'm ever single, someone like that, find me, so then I can maybe score 75k or something for these sweet texts.
Yeah
Like, oh, you want to go on Love is Blind? Oh, that's okay, oh, that's with
so
me.
Sad. Let me leak these text messages in a year and a half.
But do text me when you get out. I will be waiting for you.
And make sure you tell me how much you love me when you get out, just in
please.
Case.
Please, boo-boo bear.
Boo-boo bear, indeed. Yeah, I thought, you know, they did go in on Jeremy and Sarah Ann, rightfully so.
That was
disgusting
fun.
Disgusting couple.
Ew, I hate them both. And they're so boring.
I thought Laura had her... Laura loves a one-liner.
Yeah.
You know, and she's good at
Laura's
them.
Laura's fine. She's fine. Not even my favorite either.
No. I thought they did not really go that hard on Jimmy and Chelsea, surprisingly. I was expecting them to sort of dig into the fact that they had an incredibly toxic relationship more, but really all they talked about was how she spilled the beans about him shtupping his friend.
Yeah, it didn't really go that far.
It didn't.
It was like everyone hated Jimmy. But like, we all hated Jimmy, but because he was basic.
Yeah,
boring.
I do feel like Chelsea was the main manipulator in that relationship.
Yeah, I mean, like, Jimmy sucks, but like, Chelsea sucks.
I think Nick and Vanessa have a harder time holding women to task.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, in a weird way, like, because there is such a, like, you know, it's a bit girl power maybe, but maybe sometimes girl power goes too far. My name is absolutely Andrew Tate.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, like,
and not Zoe Clark. She does not believe that.
No, I do not believe it. Just but Andrew, they should have called out Chelsea more.
They should have. Like, she's really she couldn't have gotten enough kisses, but that's why we ended up in this mess.
I know
she didn't get enough kisses.
I know.
But sometimes, like, maybe I'm not feminist. Sometimes women are annoying.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'll say it.
Sometimes they're annoying. I thought that
not Julia Bedovich. My name is
everyone
Diane.
Else was fine. Clay's an idiot.
Clay is a perfect idiot.
Clay's an idiot, but he's hot.
Sarah Ann, again, another perfect idiot. Like, just kind of like
everyone hate all of the entire cast hates that woman.
Just playing the dumbest role. It's just like, get out of there. What are you doing here?
I know. Like, you should have broken up with him before.
He sucks too.
He sucks. I mean, look, they both suck. When it comes to cheating, he's the one who did the cheating. For sure. They definitely minimum did hand stuff in the car, as we've discussed.
Minimum hand stuff. We'll die on that hill.
But she sucks. So I don't feel like letting her off. And I will say Vanessa and Nick did hold that woman to task. But it was mainly because all the other women on the stage did. I think.
What was... Oh, I just remember the... God. AD and...
Clay?
Yeah. I'm just like... It's not that I'm even disappointed in Clay. It's like, yeah. Right, fine. Oh, yeah. I mean, the Gatorade thing was cleared up. That sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Boring.
I was really upset he didn't microwave Gatorade.
Me too. Oh, I thought it was some, like, he did look mischievous. So
I know,
like,
but then when you look, you're like, oh, it is a reflection on the counter.
It's a literal reflection.
Yeah.
Too bad. Debunked.
It's unfortunate.
Debunked. They leaned into social for that one. They were just like, what's something fun we can bring in?
Yeah, they were like, now that we've destroyed these people's entire lives, what can we talk about that's sort of funny?
What's fun? And, you know, he was, you know, claiming that the show made him a better person.
I hate,
like,
when they say
blah,
that.
Blah, 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 blah.
But I'm glad he's in therapy.
But also, oh, this is what I remembered. I was like, I remember AD being like, oh, or no, I don't know if it was AD or if it was Clay being like, I'm glad that she's okay with me following, or him or her being like, I'm fine with him following or like leading. I just think it's so gross. What are you talking about? This leading and following shit.
I don't know.
It should be 50-50 or nothing at all. You're an idiot.
My name is 50-50 Both, Davidovich.
It's just like, get out of my face.
Agreed.
It's so lame. I don't want to hear about your weird follow. I will follow you and you know what's best for me. Is that what you're saying? Is this like
know.
A Jesus thing?
Everyone needs to be their own person.
Just be your own.
My name is Vanessa Lachey, and just be your own person.
My name is Vanessa Lachey, and my relationship with Nick is stronger than ever.
Couldn't be better.
Couldn't be better.
Well, email Diane at badboypod.com your relationship status with Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
If you're Nick Lachey's mistress,
tell us
about it.
We would love to break that news on Bad Boy Pod.
We would.
Shop.badboypod.com for a t-shirt. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
If you dare.
If you dare. You never know what's going to happen, but what might happen is you'll get a Diane pin. Subscribe, you know what I mean? And also follow us at Bad Boy Podcast, because you never know if we're going to miss Teasy Tuesday by accident.
It's true. We might just do that. That's a
bad boy on Diane. I mean, Diane has, you know, as we've mentioned, she has a bustling candle business that she's taking care of. So
yeah,
it's a lot. All right. That's it.
And have the most incredible, do you think there are people that are still hungover from literally today, which is St. Patrick's Day?
If you're still hungover from St. Patrick's Day on this beloved Thursday, get help.
Please get help.
I mean, respectfully.
Respectfully get help, but please do that.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe have some haggis or something.
Oh, no, delicious.
Is that Scottish?
Yeah.
Well, don't have that then.
Yeah, have a green haggis.
Have some corned beef on your lawn or something.
Oh, perfect. Brought to you by Lady Parts.